You're tuned to WDIY Allentown, 88.1 FM and HD. We're listener-supported community public radio. You're tuned to WDIY Classics for a Friday morning. My name's Waldemar Vanofskis. Well, we're looking forward to a big birthday bash coming up here in the Lehigh Valley. On Saturday, March 2nd, 2013, at 7:30 p.m., the Pennsylvania Symphonia Orchestra will be celebrating their 30th birthday, if you can imagine that, 30 memorable musical years as their musicians perform beloved classical compositions with the Sinfonia's characteristic style. On the program, music of George Friedrich Handel, Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart, Hugo Wolf, and Maurice Ravel, all under the direction of Dr. Alan Burney. We welcome back to our studios a good friend of WDIY, listener-supported community public radio, Alan Burney. Welcome.
Thank you very much, Wally.
I felt like I wanted to start singing happy birthday to you, but it's a couple weeks early for that, maybe. So 30 years.
Well, I don't know that we'd measure it exactly in 2 weeks, but it's the year.
It's the year, yeah.
It's the year.
But exciting. Well, for our listeners, I'm a newbie. I've only been in the Valley not quite 15 years. So barely half the lifespan of the Pennsylvania Symphonia. And the Valley's certainly grown and changed a lot over the last 30 years. Tell me a little bit about the musical scene when you stepped in, and what was the genesis, the idea behind the Pennsylvania Symphony Orchestra? How did that all get started?
Well, it got started in part because we had a prior orchestra, community orchestra, known as the Valley Camerata. And we decided that we wanted to professionalize it and make it a select chamber orchestra as opposed to the larger community orchestra that had been had gone from 1970. So there was a history there, at least for me and for a number of people who were involved with that group. Then we converted it into the present-day orchestra in 82.
So tell me, now I'm going to add half a step back, how did Alan Burney end up in the Lehigh Valley? You're not from here originally.
No, I'm an Iowan. There are a few of us around.
There's, is it Mary Ogletree, isn't she?
Becky Brown.
Oh, Becky Brown.
Becky Brown is an Iowan.
Oh, that's right. That's right. Becky Brown. And also Don Spieth.
Don Spieth.
Yeah. Okay. So you came here to teach, to play?
I came here as music director at Central Moravian Church.
Oh, okay.
In 68.
Wow. Right out of high school.
Just a kid. Well, not quite.
Just a kid.
Not quite.
Yeah. Okay. And so from that, then the music community, you were an organist. Or wasn't that was your training, you studied or taught at Yale?
Yes, I taught organ at Yale for 2 years.
Okay. All right. And so that was the beginning. And can you remember back, or did you flip through your programs? What was on those first few programs when you, in 19, you said 82?
Well, 83? That's chamber orchestra. Yeah. You're talking about, if we're talking about Valley Camerata, that goes back to 70.
Okay. What was on those first few programs? Was it similar? Was there a piece that, you know,
remember that the Lark Ascending was in there early on, and the Mozart Clarinet Concerto was in there. I think that was on the very first concert.
Wow, that's great. Those are great pieces of music. All right, so 30 years have elapsed, and so we're gathering in a couple of weeks on March 2nd. Usually you're here right before the concert. I need to let the listeners know the concert is not this weekend.
Not this weekend.
It's March 2nd. It's also the same weekend as our antique show. So on Saturday during the day, you can hit the antique show for the for WDIY down at the Ice House. And then Saturday night, you'll be up at Christ Lutheran Church in Allentown. That's at right across from the Allentown Public Library. There's parking right next to the library and across the street from Christ Lutheran. It's a beautiful big stone church there right on Hamilton Boulevard. It's at 12th or 13th in Hamilton. Is that right?
Right.
Yeah. Okay. So let's talk about the program. How are you going to celebrate? What's the beginning?
Well, I suppose we make it a little different by having a birthday cake during the intermission for the audience and Oh, that's everyone. Nice.
Oh, good.
So,
are you baking the cake?
No, fortunately, that would be a tragedy.
That would be a tragedy. Tragedy.
Now, this is a pretty lively program, a kind of a joyous program. Not too heavy.
Okay.
Lots of a little bit lighter things on it. The Handel Water Music Suite, one of the three suites encompassed by the water music as a whole. The Mozart Concerto for Flute and Harp with Robin Conney and Fran Duffy, who have played together for years. And that's one of the lighter concertos, I think, in its own way. The Italian Serenade of Wolf, a short piece, but very much in that late German Romantic style. And then the Tombeau de Couperin of Ravel. The second half is both both pieces are originally for other media and then were reworked by the composers into orchestral works. But very successfully, I might add.
All right. Well, Handel's water music, you know, I don't know if you make this association, but when I hear that piece of music, I always think summer. You know, I think of these barges on the Thames River and the your musicians playing through the night, and you wouldn't do that on an icy river. And so it's almost, for me, I don't know if this is your intention, but it's almost a nod toward your Valley Vivaldi, sort of the summer kind of a feel to it.
I didn't have that thought, actually. But now that you mention it.
Yeah. Well, and it is. It's a lovely piece of music. It is. Why don't we just listen to a little? Pick a movement. What part of that would you like to hear?
Well, you know, everybody knows the hornpipe because that's become such a familiar piece, oftentimes used for weddings.
Right.
So that might be a good one.
Let's do that. This is the Philharmonica Italiana, right here, and this is George Friedrich Handel's Suite number 2 in D major. That's the music of George Friedrich Handel, the Philharmonica Italiana, a collection of Handel music for the Royal Fireworks and Handel's Water Music Suites 1, 2, and 3. That's some of the music you're going to hear on March 2nd at Christ Lutheran Church in Allentown as part of the 30th birthday bash for the Pennsylvania Sinfonia. With me in the studio, Dr. Alan Burney, to talk a little bit about that piece of music. We were kind of laughing that the Philharmonica Italiana played that just a little differently, that you might play that. How might you play it differently?
Well, that version sounded to me like, you know, they did it three times in the original performance, the whole water music.
Yeah, they had these barges on the Thames, so they had it was the king and all of his guests first barge, and then the musicians on another one, right?
Yeah.
And so they're playing and they're going punting up and down the Thames here.
This sounded like the third go around when everybody was drunk.
Yeah, that's right. So I go, okay, here, the king says, one more time. Okay. Da, da,
da. So. Yeah, I would say that any modern group would be doing that considerably faster.
Well, we have a different recording. Let's see what this one might sound like.
Not so mortuarial.
Roger Norrington conducting the London Classical Players. Let's see how it goes in London this time. This is the Water Music Suite in D, the second movement a la hornpipe. Norrington conducting the London Chamber. That's more like it. Yeah, that is. I just looked at the timing on both of these recordings. On the Philharmonica Italiana, they do it in 4 minutes and 8 seconds. And then in the one that we just heard here a second ago, Roger Norrington and the London Classical Players, he does it in 3:13. So 57 seconds faster, almost a minute faster, and a 4 minute piece of music. So it's 25% faster. So that was pretty good. And are you are you going to do it in 3:13 or less?
We'll be close, I think, probably to the Norrington tempo.
Yeah, it's an interesting thing about tempo, you know, over time, you know, when I was younger, you would hear Baroque music played with, you know, 100-piece orchestras. And now when you hear Bach, they'll do it with a smaller ensemble, traditional period instruments. Tell me a little bit about in your own, over these last 30 years, how maybe you might have played this piece. Has that changed for you in 30 years, how you might have played or interpreted a piece of music then as you might today?
It has changed. Certainly, tempos are faster overall. The music is lighter. Musicians have learned to make the music dance. 30 years ago, I would say that the attitude toward Baroque music was sort of reverential, that it couldn't be too fast or it would be, I don't know,
yeah,
a mockery or something
yeah,
like
somehow
that.
Yeah, somehow it was churchly. It had to be,
you know.
I would say slow. That's the only word I can think of. But somehow reverent meant slow or solemn or pious or whatever.
When I went back to we did the Bach St. Matthew Passion in, I think, 72. And it hadn't been played for a long time. And I listened to a lot of things. And suddenly I came upon a recording that opening grand chorus really danced. And it was... it was just an amazing realization for me. and it transformed the whole piece for me.
Nice. Yeah, good. I suppose music does that, you know, for all of us. You as a maker of music, but even for listeners of music, I think there's pieces of music that I've heard at one time or another that I may not have appreciated or understood, and later on when I hear them again, they become more meaningful, you know, as we change and, you know, and we interact with that.
Yeah. Yeah. The whole period music thing has developed amazingly over 30 years. When it first started, we kind of laughed at it because it was not so hot, you know. poorly performed and out of tune and a lot of things like that. And then got some groups going, Vienna Contentus, for example, one of the early groups that showed that you really could make these things come alive. And it's been steady growth since then. And I've been very much influenced by that development, especially looking at earlier music.
Yeah, I'm going to get personal here. Is that okay? We're friends. Can I be personal?
Sure.
In 30 years, was there either, and I'll throw it out there for any of these things, a concert, a CD, a trip to Europe, a concert tour, a person, a conductor, some ensemble, you just mentioned the Vienna Contentus, any one of those things that influenced you in a way that maybe changed the way you thought about music or the way you approached the organ or the way you sat at the harpsichord? And what's changed for Alan Burney in the last 30 years or anything? Were you perfect then and you're just more perfect now?
No. It's been a long evolution. I think it is for most people, even though there's some revelations along the way where you suddenly can spurt ahead because you understand something for the first time. Mm-hmm. I think the first time I heard a modern recording of the Schubert Ninth Symphony completely transformed me. I'd grown up with the idea that this piece was sort of Beethoven-ish, and I never understood it, and it didn't make any sense to me. And it's a great piece of music, but I had to hear somebody do it the way I hadn't imagined it being done, but when I heard it, suddenly the piece made total sense. It was really Schubert. And so what I was told by my teachers in school, that Schubert was kind of a not so swift Beethoven, disappeared very quickly, and now I'm a Schubert addict.
Is that right? I never knew.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
Great. Cool. Nice. Cool. Very good. All right. We're talking with Dr. Alan Burney. He is the founder, yes? Artistic director, music director, conductor of the Pennsylvania Symphony Orchestra. And we're talking about the birthday celebration that's coming up on Saturday, March 2nd. It's in a couple weeks. 7:30 p.m. in Allentown at Christ Lutheran Church. I think that's 12th and Hamilton. It's sort of diagonal across from the Allentown Public Library. On that evening, the Pennsylvania Symphony Orchestra will be celebrating 30 memorable musical years as they perform some really wonderful, beloved classical compositions. Handel's Water Music Suite in D, Mozart's Concerto for Flute and Harp in C, Hugo Wolf's Italian Serenade, and Ravel's Tombeau de Couperin. More information is at pasymphonia.org. You can call their box office. They also have an online box office, but you can call their box office. And Alan, I just don't have the number right in front of me. What's the number over there?
Well, it's 610-434-7811.
7811. Box office hours Monday through Friday, 8:30 to 4:30. So feel free to call that number. More information, tickets are all there. Sadly, I don't have tickets to give away because the concert's not for a couple of weeks. But I'll tell you this, if you listen to WDIY in the next couple of weeks as that concert approaches, particularly the week that culminates with March 2nd, there will be tickets during the week that we'll be giving away as part of our partnership with the Pennsylvania Symphonia. So tune in Monday through Friday, 9 to noon that week, and you will get some tickets.
We have a couple more minutes, and can we listen to one more piece of music before we close up?
Sure.
I got the program in front of me. You tell me what you want to listen to, and we can call it up here. I have Ravel. I have Mozart.
Is there time enough for the minuet of the Ravel?
Sure, we can do that. This is the third movement of the Tombeau de Couperin. You want to talk about what a tombeau is?
Well, it's kind of like an homage. I don't know if there's a subtle difference in French between a tombeau and an homage, but they sort of come down to the same thing.
All right. François Couperin was a French composer.
Modern French composers, or more recent ones, have enjoyed celebrating the older ones. But they do it in a different way, and especially a composer like Ravel. It's not primarily sounding like Couperin, as it is taking a kernel from Couperin and then making something that's totally Ravel, which is, I think, the charm of these pieces. They're not just orchestrated versions of something from Couperin.
All right. Well, this is a recording from the Chicago Symphony Orchestra under the direction of Sir George Schulte, and this is Ravel's The Minuet from the Tombeau de Couperin, right here on WDIY Classics.
Thank you.
That's the music of Maurice Ravel for a Friday morning right here on WDIY Classics. That was Sir George Scholte conducting the Chicago Symphony Orchestra, Ravel's Tombeau de Couperin. That was the third movement, the minuet. That piece in its entirety will be a part of a concert coming up on Saturday, March 2nd at 7:30 p.m. at Christ Lutheran Church in Allentown. The Pennsylvania Symphonia is celebrating its birthday bash, featuring Francis Duffy on harp. And the whole concert includes music of Handel, Mozart, Wolf, and Ravel. With me in the studio, Dr. Alan Burney, the music director, conductor, founder of the Pennsylvania Symphonia. 30 years. Did you think you'd make it 30? Did you have any a sense of where this was going when you started?
No, I would say not. Probably. I didn't intend it to end 5 years later. Yeah. But 30 years, that's a long time to think ahead.
Yeah, it's been a great ride. It's been a great ride. Well, thank you for joining us. More information about the concert is at pasymphonia.org. And the phone number for the box office again
is 610-434-7811.
7811. We encourage you to come out. It's going to be a wonderful concert. That was lush is the word that came to mind as I was thinking.
It is lush.
We didn't get a chance to listen to the flute and harp, but maybe as we finish up here, as you take off this morning, we'll spend some time heading toward 11 o'clock and our Friday film scores, listening to a little bit of that Mozart, the flute and harp concerto. Who the flutist will be Robin Connie,
yes.
And the harpist.
And his harpist is Fran Duffy.
Fran Duffy. Looking forward to it. Alan Burney, thanks for stopping by. Best to you, and we hope to see you on March 2nd.
Thank you.
All right. You are tuned to WDIY Classics. On WDIY Allentown, 88.1 FM, we are listener-supported community public radio. You can also hear us on the World Wide Web at wdiy.org. We do have the music of Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart coming up, his concerto for flute and harp. That's right after this.
WDIY is pleased to partner with the